time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh my God. No. So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions, which is why she's anonymous.
Right.
Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Hi there. I'm doing okay.
Oh, good. Thanks so much for calling the Big 8 Morning Mess. What's going on? What are you calling to confess? I can't wait to hear.
All right. So I am a teacher, mm-hmm. and I have a student in my class, and I hate him. I hate him. Absolutely. I wake up in the morning, and sometimes I don't want to go to school because I don't want to deal with this kid.
Wow.
He's terrible.
He's terrible? Like, terrible to you or in general, or...
Honestly, it feels like he's almost out to get me. I know that sounds really crazy.
Yeah. not at all paranoid.
Not really.
Right. But I find myself, like sometimes I'm grading his papers or something, and if he does really well, I kind of hate that he's doing really well.
Oh, no.
Hold on. You have a student, and if he does well on a test, you're upset because you hate him.
Yeah, and I know. It sounds really messed up, but I'm just being honest.
Also, if he fails, doesn't that mean he's just in your class for another year? You should probably be really excited.
Yeah, definitely pass him.
You should be like, A+.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
But he's honestly not that bad of a kid. I mean, he's bad, but he's not really that bad.
Right.
But I just...
You mean like grades-wise? Like he's... does well, but he just doesn't act well.
Yeah, I mean, he's not horrible, even the way he acts, but there's just something that I really don't like about the kid. And as a teacher, I don't know, you kind of every once in a while get a kid like this that you kind of absolutely despise.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And now I'm thinking back to all my teachers. I'm like, oh, my God, was I that kid?
Probably. Okay. You definitely
okay, you don't
were.
Both have to say it in unison.
Oh, okay.
So that's weird. So you sometimes don't want to go to school because you hate this kid. Oh, by the way, can I ask what grade you teach, or is that too much information that you don't want to give out?
Fourth grade.
It's a fourth grader.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. My daughter's in fourth grade, and there's some kids in her class that I'm like,
I wouldn't want to
deal with them every day. Either. So wow. So there's a fourth grade kid out there who just annoys you so much that you don't want to go to school some days.
Yep.
That is crazy.
That is. I had no idea. I mean, I know that some, like, I know a lot of teachers don't, like, they drink and pop pills and things like that just to get through the day. But I thought that was just a general, I hate my, my teacher used to pop pills all the time.
Okay.
I didn't know about it till much later. I thought she was just leaving the room to, like, excuse herself because she was angry.
Right.
And then the next year, I was wandering down the hall and I saw her leave her room and put a pill in her mouth and go to the water fountain and swallow it.
Maybe it was like Advil, wow. Mark. You don't know what it was.
No, I'm sure it was like OxyContin or something.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, Anonymous. We're so sorry to hear that. How can you like get him transferred to another class or something? Or is that just, I guess that would be.
Yeah, not, I can't just request that. There's not enough, not anything backing it.
So. Yeah.
Right.
And I don't really want to deal with the parents. And
right. It would be a whole thing.
I have to sit through it.
Yeah. No, just you suffer through it and then. And then, you know, hopefully next year there'll be nobody in your class that you despise and wish.
I hope not.
Yeah.
You're like, I need a year off.
Yeah. All right, Anonymous. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Wow. 340-9595. Who knew that was a thing? Teachers hating their students and being upset when they did well, like wishing they sucked.
That's horrible.
That's crazy. Hey, Justin from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good. You had a teacher that hated you.
Yeah, I did. In seventh grade, I took typing class, and the first day of class, the teacher gives this big long speech about what the expectations are, and then she says, oh, well, you know, I can type this fast and blah, 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 but I don't expect you guys to be able to get there. So the second day, she gave us a test to see where we were starting out at.
Yeah.
And I blew her typing speed away, and after that, she absolutely despised me.
So she hated you because you were better at her than typing, or better than her at typing.
Yes.
Huh.
It was interesting because she gave us a syllabus with all the classwork on it on the third day of class.
Yeah.
For the semester, and I finished all of it by Friday.
Wow.
So she got upset about that and told me I still had to do the classwork again because I had because it was too fast.
I'm going
to
be honest with you, Justin. I'm going to cut you off here because if I were your teacher, I probably would have hated you too for all that. I mean, that's just,
you're too smart.
Yeah, you really are. And you're way too ambitious. Way too ambitious.
That's a good word.
Ambition has no place in the school system. Hey, Lynn from St. Augustine. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Were you hated by your teacher, too?
I wasn't, but my son was. 2 years ago, he was in seventh grade, and his teacher hated him.
Really?
Yes, it was hilarious. She even called a meeting between all of the teachers and the guidance counselor and me and my son, and she was so mad by the end of it because all the other teachers loved him. And she was like, her face was red, and she just had nothing but negative things to say about him.
What did she say about your son? Why did she hate him?
That he was unorganized, and he was disrespectful, and all these things. But all the other teachers loved him.
Oh.
Well, that's so weird.
Man.
I know, and I was like, oh my god, so hearing this kind of made me feel better, because I was like, oh, at least my son's not the only one that's hated.
No kidding.
Yeah, maybe there's just something about it, like, that rubbed her the wrong way, but like, it had nothing to do with him. It was just her, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but I still look for her, because I'm like, I want to physically assault her sometimes.
No, I know that happens. By the way, if your son's still unorganized and disrespectful, send a resume our way.
Yeah, I was going to say, he can work in radio.
He really could. He basically sums up everybody that works here. Hey, Howard, good morning. How are you from the beaches?
Doing great. How are you?
Great. What's up, Howard? What'd you want to say?
I had a teacher in high school who taught Latin, and no matter what, getting 100% every quarter on every test, she would only give me a 99%, only because she believed guys did not deserve 100% in her class.
Why?
That was her philosophy.
Oh, that's interesting.
What? That's weird.
That is really weird. I could see that, though, teachers. It's like a little power trip.
What?
You know, they're like, I'm going to keep you at a 99, not 100, because you're a guy. I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, I know it's ridiculous, but I bet it could happen.
I mean, I guess, but it doesn't really make sense.
It really didn't make much of a difference, because still a 99, 100, you got the same grade.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're still, I mean, that's higher than I've ever gotten, ever. 99.
Notice everyone who's calling in, their teachers hated them because they're like,
they're so smart.
She wouldn't give me 100. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, deal with it. Hey, Howard, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. We're sorry you only had to deal with a 99, though, in your class.
It all worked.
You turned out okay, right?
Yep.
All right, hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
What's it like to get an A ever?
I don't know. I remember one time my English teacher, she would come around and she would always like highlight the people in the class that did well. She'd be like, you know, like Jessica got a 99 on this paper and so and so whatever. And she got to me one day and she goes, "Mark got a 91, which is great for Mark." And I was just like, how do I feel about that?
That's awesome.
Is that insulting?
Congratulations. You really surprised me this time.
And it's not that I was stupid. I just didn't care.
Right. Yeah, same.
We still use that excuse, by the way. We tell our bosses, no, we know better. We just don't care.
We just don't care. Yeah.
340-9595. Hey, Natalie from Middleburg. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Natalie. Did your teacher hate you too?
Yes. When I was in seventh grade, she could not stand me, and I didn't like her either. And so one day, like, she called my mother and told her that I skipped her class, and she would lie about that. I would go to her class every day. My mom would believe her, and of course she would pop me for that. But
wait a minute, she would lie to your mom and say you skipped class when you were there?
Yes.
Why would she do that?
She just can't stand me. She never liked me from the beginning. I don't know what's her beef with me, but she never liked me. And it was so weird how she would just lie to my mom and just so I can just get in trouble at home.
And then your mom would pop you. There's nothing you did or said to her at all? Or were you, like, did you apply yourself in school? Were you, like, fighting and stuff? No.
Really quiet student. I'm one of those, like, I would sit in the back and mind my own business and just leave me alone type of student.
Well, that is weird.
Yeah, she just never liked me. I don't know why. It was just, she just never liked me. She would, like, just say some crazy things to my mother. And I looked at my mom, like, are you serious? You're going to believe her over your own child?
And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the answer was yes.
You believe her over me, and I'm like, no, this is not fair.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Trouble a lot.
Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. That's a bummer, man. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry
totally.
That your teacher used your mom as a weapon to hurt you. That's awful.
It's horrible.
Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great, Jeff. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that lady needs to put her big pants on and pull them up. She's an adult. She don't understand the harm she's doing to that child. My grandbaby's a mixed child, and her first grade teacher just didn't like her because she was mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's in the second grade, and her math teacher doesn't like her. And it just messes the kids up. Now, I don't understand why she doesn't go to the principal and have the child taken out of a class if she don't like the child. Get rid of the child.
Yeah.
Don't damage the child. The child's our future.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not their fault unless they're misbehaving. That's a different situation.
Right.
But
no, I agree with you. I believe the children are our future. We should teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Are you reading this?
Like, give them sense. No, it's a Whitney Houston song.
Oh, it's a song. Okay.
Sense of Pride. You don't remember that song?
No, I don't.
That's a great. Let the children's laughter. Do we have that?
Okay, that's enough.
I gotta find that song. I'm gonna play that now.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.